Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
It is settled. It is done in the name of Jesus.
I have good news for somebody. I thought you were putting your hands together. Today, the world celebrate Pentecost Day. We thank God for the impact of the Holy Ghost on earth today and for making us beneficiaries. May fresh revival fire break out in every life of every worshiper today. In the name of Jesus Christ. What a glorious day. I believe the arrival of the Holy Spirit changed things in our lives. We have encountered Him personally, and we have seen His work at work in our life. So as we celebrate today, expect a fresh renewal. Expect a fresh revival in the name of Jesus Christ. Another good news. Children's Day celebration in our home mission. For us in UK, we celebrated that on the 10th of May, but in our home mission, it will be celebrated this Tuesday, the 27th. So before the end of the service, our resident pastor will be coming to release prophetic blessing upon every child in this assembly. We'll see the destiny of our children blossom from glory to glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's lift up our voices. Let's appreciate God once again. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the praise. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the praise. Thank Him and thank Him. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the praise. Father, we thank You. Father, we thank You for all that You are said to do today. Somebody thank this good God. You can do that better. You can do that better. You can do that better. Thank Him and thank Him. Thank Him and thank Him. He has called today all round rest. Any area that you are believing God for rest, begin to declare it now. Lord, I need rest in my family, rest in my business, rest in my academics. All round rest, begin to call for it now. Begin to call for it now. Begin to call for it now. It must answer for you. It must answer for you. All round rest, all round rest, all round rest. Somebody make that prayer now. Make that prayer now. Make that prayer now. Make that prayer now. Lord, I need rest in my career, rest in my business, rest in my marriage, rest in my family. Ibaroko tonia katania, ibaraketenia, iboroko tonia.
Be thou exalted, O Lord of your name.
Let your
Father, we say thank you for all that you are set to do once again in this second service. You have not called the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. You have called this service all round rest. Lord, grant rest unto your people. Rest in their family, rest in career, rest in the health of everyone, rest in business. Let the service of today answer to its name, and let everyone live here imparted, blessed, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat in His presence. We'd like to appreciate God and His servant in the house for the privilege granted me to bring on towards the teaching for this second service. We are still on our theme, God's Word Works Wonders. And in our Sunday teaching series, we've been looking at unveiling the wonders in the world. His word still works wonders today. And we are looking at unveiling the wonders in the world. The word of God is pregnant with wonders. Isaiah chapter 119, Psalm 119, verse 18. Open thou my eyes, O Lord, to behold wondrous things out of thy law. So God's word is full of wonders, but it takes applied revelation to draw on the wonders in the world. Apply. What do I mean by apply? That is doing what the word says to do so as to commit God's integrity to perform. Doing what the word says to do. The word of God is full of wonders. But until your part is played, God's integrity is not committed. John chapter 2, verse 5. He said unto them, whatsoever he seeth unto you, what might you do? Do it. The word works for those who put the word to work. Until you begin to put the word to work, it will never work for you. Application of the word is the bridge between what is revealed to you and your manifestation. Application of the word is a bridge. You might have received the revelation, but if you don't put it to work, it will not be manifested. That is why I believe God for somebody. From this afternoon, as you put the word to work, it will work for you. James chapter 1, verse 22. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if a man be a doer of the word, a man be a hearer and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. For he beholded himself and goeth his way, straight away forgetting what manner of man he was, because he did not put the word to work. But verse 25, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he not be a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. What happened to this man? What happened to this man? So the man blessed is the man that put the word to work. Whatever revelation you receive, until you applied it, it will never be manifested. And we are going to go through this series. And I'm going to show you why it is essential that every word received, we must put them to work. Therefore, look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew 7, verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto who? a wise man, which builded his house upon the rock. Build the house upon a rock. But whosoever refused to put it to work will be likened to who? A foolish man. So being hearers alone will not profit you. It's being doers of what you have been instructed that brings about its manifestation. Now we are going to look at some wonders in the world. Wonders in the world. One of them is God's word is a spiritual seed. Somebody say a spiritual seed. God's word is a spiritual seed. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Luke 8, verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. God's word is a spiritual seed. The real worth of a seed is in sowing it. The seed may be very powerful, may be very precious, but unto the seed is sown, the wealth of that seed will never be manifested. And God's word is a spiritual seed. Somebody say a spiritual seed. Every seed carries life. Every seed has potential. And every seed has capacity for multiplication. Every seed. So the seed that you despise, that seed has life in it. That seed carry potential, and that seed can multiply. What am I trying to say? The word of God carries life. Somebody say life. So if you embrace the word and put the word of God to work, it begins to distinguish you and decorate you. God's word, as we said, carries divine life. John 6, verse 63. John 6, verse 63. It is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. But the words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit and they are what? Life. So your harvest of tomorrow depends on the seed planted today. Your harvest of tomorrow. If you have not planted anything today, don't expect harvest tomorrow. And what are we meant to plant? The seed. Somebody say the seed. But hear this. The word of God, which is the seed, is an incorruptible seed. Incorruptible means indestructible, imperishable. And our harvest ever guaranteed when sown into the good and honest heart. So as much as the seed is incorruptible, the seed carries life, the seed has potential, it must be sown in a good and honest heart. Look at Luke chapter 8. Verse that on the nest, keep it, bringing forth its fruit. So a good and honest heart is a heart that is spiritually prepared, spiritually receptive, sincere, obedient, and yielded to God. If the seed does not produce, blame yourself. The heart is the soil to receive the seed. Until the heart is receptive, until the heart is good, until the heart is honest, no matter the potential that seed carry, that seed can never bear fruit. And that is why before God will do something for you, he will check your heart. He will check your heart. Look at Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. Jeremiah 17, verse 10. I, the Lord, I search the heart. I try the rein, and to give every man according to his way. A spiritually prepared heart will always be a productive life. Spiritually prepared life. So God will search your heart. Some people are hearing me now. They are bitter against everybody. Such a heart can never allow the seed to grow. Some people are here, they have hatred against everybody around them. So if the word does not produce, ask yourself, is my heart receptive? Is my heart ready for it? The quality of your heart determines the quality of your harvest. What goes into your heart matters most to God. I tell people, anytime God sees you, it's your heart that he sees. Anytime God sees you. Now, as you are hearing me now, what is going through your heart? You came here angered, bitter against the one that came with you. All kinds of evil going through the heart. But look at 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. Can you see? So you can't deceive God. For the man look on the outward appearance, but the Lord look where? The Lord look where? So you can deceive man by your attitude and your actions, but you cannot deceive God. May our hearts be right to receive. I say, may our heart be right to receive. I saw something in Isaiah 38 concerning Hezekiah. See one of his bailouts. It's in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 3. And he said, remember, O Lord, how I beseech thee. I have walked before thee in truth and with perfect heart. Someone say perfect heart. I have walked before you. I have a perfect heart to receive the word of healing. So my heart must be restored. Hear me. What brought about his deliverance? The heart was perfect. So when Elijah went back to release the prophetic word, it located a good and honest heart. And that prophetic word brought about his healing. I decree upon you today, as your heart remains honest and good, every seed sent to you will never miss a target. Matthew 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You will not miss God. Amen. The tiniest seed, when sown, has potential to become a great tree. The tiniest seed. Every seed of God's word carries unlimited potential. When planted and nurtured properly in a good soil or in a good heart. Look at something over here. The seed may appear small and insignificant, but inside it is potential. All that that seed is looking for is a good and honest heart. Look at Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Mark 4, verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. If a man should cast seed into the ground, should sleep, rise night and day, and the seed should spring forth and grow, he knoweth that not. For the earth bringeth forth the fruit of itself. First the blade, then the ear. After the ear, the full corn in the ear. So that means no harvest exists without a seed or seed time. No harvest. So your harvest of tomorrow is the seed planted today. May our heart be right to receive every prophetic word today. As I said, it may look as if nothing is happening, but hear me. The seed in the ground, you will not see what is happening. But as long as it has located the right environment, it's just a matter of time. That seed will soon become a tree. Not only a tree, it will become a fruit that people will be feeding from. Your life will make impact. Let that amen show it. God's word, number two, provide access to divine nature. Access to divine nature. God and his word is their one. What is divine nature? It refers to the measure of God's life and character manifested in a believer's life. So God's word provides access to divine nature. You begin to behave as God. You begin to manifest the character of God. When his word gained access into you, as we read from John chapter 6, verse 63, it is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited little nothing, but the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's word is not ordinary information. It carries life and the nature of God. So a believer feeding on his word is feeding God into his system. Know that John chapter 10, he said to whom that the word of God came, they are called the God. So anytime you embrace the word of God, you are embracing his nature in you. That's what John said, 1 John 4, verse 4. He said, greater is he that is in where? Than he that is what? You can only become greater when the greater one lives in you. You can become greater when the greater one what? Lives inside of you. And how do you get the greater one to live inside of you? By feeding on his word. So anytime you are feeding on his word, you are feeding God into your system. So whatever that cannot harass God cannot harass you. Whatever that cannot stop God cannot stop you. From this afternoon, as you take conscious effort to study the word, you see God manifesting himself through you. The more of the word of God that dominates a believer, the more of the nature of God that is exhibited in our life. That is why we must settle with the word. Don't be reading the word casually. Read it to the point of revelation and to the point of application, and you see the manifestation in your life. Read it. I believe one way or the other, we all have profession in one area or the other. A medical doctor, maybe a pharmacist, an engineer. What made you or what distinguished you is that you were able to study. You embrace the knowledge with all tenacity. So when you start to speak, because of what you have imbibed inside you, you are able to demonstrate it practically because you studied it. The same also, when you study it, his word, and put to work, no devil can stop you. From today, I see you always at the top. God's word enhances our divine nature content. It enhances our divine nature content. 2 Peter 1 verse 4, whereby giving unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. As believers continued to receive the word, the nature of God began to increase in their lives. The higher our divine nature content, the higher our dominion. Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 14. Look at Acts chapter 19, verse 14. We are going to read that together now. Acts 19, verse 14. Acts 19, verse 14. Quickly, Acts chapter. Now, let's go. And there were seven sons, a Jew and a chief priest, which it is so. Now, let's go to verse 15, quickly now. And the evil spirit answered, who are you? Jesus, I know, he's the word. Paul, I know, is a man of revelation. Now, what do you carry now? Until you carry him, you will be molested. And the way to carry him is to feed on his word. Thank God for this commission. Every month, we have books of the month. Some people even don't know what the books of the month is. Anytime you read, you study, and you begin to apply it, you begin to exhibit God naturally. You begin to exhibit God naturally. Why? The nature of God begin to take hold in our life. For you, you will encounter God this season. Number three, God's word is medicinal. Somebody say medicinal. God's word is medicinal. So these are some of the wonders that we can get in God's word. Our wonders of God, or the wonder working God, has also made his word medicinal. So anytime you take the word, you are taking spiritual capsules. And whatever medical verdict could not treat, or medicine could not treat, the medicinal nature of the word will swallow it up. His word is medicinal. look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto the saying, let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those who find them. Now look at verse 20. Something has just shown over there now. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of what? Keep them in the midst of what? Thy heart. Can you see how God placed emphasis on the heart? If the heart is not honest, it will never work. It will never answer. Now when you move on to the last one, for they are life unto those who find them, and what? Health to all their flesh. So God's word does not merely inform, it heals. It repairs, it restores, and it also preserves. So this afternoon, I have good news for somebody. Any form of medical challenge, today, they'll be swallowed up. Any form of attack, today, they'll be swallowed up. Why? His word is the balm in Gilead. It's the balm in Gilead. And it is there for our restoration. For our restoration. Look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. Talking about the centurion. Matthew 8, verse 8. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only. Somebody say, speak the word only. Daddy, you don't need to come. All that I need is an encounter with the word. Because an encounter with the word is an encounter with my medicine. And it will set me free. As Jesus was preaching, the power of God was available. And everyone that cared to believe, they were healed. This afternoon, that challenge is not going back with you. That sickness is not going back to you. Anything that came with you is dropping off right now. Let that amen show it. So the word carries healing power. That heals and make whole. Somebody say it carries healing power. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Matthew 4, verse 23. And Jesus went about Galilee, teaching them in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sicknesses, all manner of diseases among the people. Today, whatever that sickness is called, they will be humiliated now. Diabetes will be humiliated. High blood pressure will be humiliated. Cancer will be humiliated. Let that amen show it. Every sickness, somebody say after me, every sickness, every disease, every pain and affliction, they lose their host right now. They lose their host right now. I reject every spirit of infirmity. I reject every spirit of weakness. My body is the temple of Jesus. It must no longer carry sickness. From today, I walk in divine health. I walk in strength. I walk in wholeness. I walk in divine health. I walk in strength. I walk in wholeness. From what you have declared, it has answered. Every form of attack upon your life, they are crushed right now. The word is the healing balm. Somebody is a healing balm. So today, every form of sickness will be melted today. By the power of God, no sickness will be going back with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, how do I tap into the wonders of the word? How do I tap into it? Be committed to walking by faith. Be committed to walking by faith. Don't just be receiving it with amen, but let your faith come alive. Be committed by walking in faith. What do I mean by be committed by walking in faith? Keep on trusting God's word above circumstances. Trust the word of God above circumstances. Don't let the physical evidence destabilize you. You say, I can still see the same thing. The root cause of that affliction has been destroyed. It's just a matter of time. It will show up. It will show up. Don't let any circumstances destabilize you. From today, anything that attacks people will never locate you. Hebrews, or Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. Romans 1, verse 17. The just shall live by his faith. Galatians 3, verse 11. The just shall live by his faith. Hebrews 10, verse 38. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul have no pleasure in him. Somebody say, I'm not drawing back. I hold on to his word. I hold on to his word. I hold on to his word. And as you hold on to that word, that prophetic nature of that word will speak through you. Let your amen show it. What again? Be committed to walking in a covenant of scriptures. Be committed to walking in a covenant of scriptures. The Bible is a book of covenants. Be committed to working in a covenant of scriptures. You can't be, for instance, you can't be saved without being without repenting. You can't go from strength to strength without appearing in Zion. So be committed to working in a covenant of scriptures. Psalm 89, verse 34, it says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter that which has gone out of my mouth. So walk in a covenant, whatever God shows you, walk in it. And thirdly, be connected with the teaching priest of the priesthood, or the teaching ministry of the priesthood. Be connected with the teaching ministry of the priesthood. Be connected with the teaching ministry of the priesthood. This commission, we are dangerously blessed. We have a priest that God has given us. We have a prophet that God has given us. Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 15. Jeremiah 13, verse 15. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and with understanding. Please be committed. And as you lay and align with it, I see God's hand catapulting you into realms of glory. Today is our day of rest. Somebody say day of rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will do what? Give you rest. Rest means experiencing God's peace and settlement in every area of our life. It is freedom from struggles, freedom from burdens, freedom from fear, unrest, affliction, through God's intervention and covenant help. My God will give you rest today. Joshua chapter 21, verse 44. Let's put that on the screen. Joshua 21, verse 44. Let's put that on the screen quickly. Joshua 21, verse 44. Let's read the first line together. And the Lord gave them what? Who gave them rest? Who gave them rest? So today, who is giving you rest? Who is giving you rest? If God gives you rest, can somebody make trouble? Can the devil make trouble? So today, what are you going home with? What are you going home with? Now change it, say all round rest. Say all round rest. Rest in my career. Rest in my business. Rest in my marriage. Rest in my career. Rest in my business. Rest in my marriage. For somebody, you are living here with all round rest. Look at it. We must recognize that God is in a hurry to give his people rest. He is in a hurry. One of the rest that you are taking home is spiritual rest. Somebody say spiritual rest. Free from fear and every form of spiritual oppression. You are going home with spiritual rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. There remained therefore a rest to the people of God. You have entered into that rest. Today also, mental and emotional rest. Every form of anxiety, they die right now. Depression, they die right now. Confusion, they die right now. Philippians 4, verse 7. Philippians 4, verse 7. And the God of peace shall pass, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ. You are also going home with financial and material rest. Financial and material rest. Freedom from lack, freedom from hardship, freedom from endless struggle, and freedom from financial instability. But my God, somebody say, my God, shall supply all my needs according to his riches in all. So God will give you rest in your finances. He will give you rest in your finances. Every form of struggle is coming to an end. Also living here with marital and family rest. Somebody say marital and family rest. Peace and harmony. Healing and stability in our home. When God makes peace, no devil can make trouble. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 18. Isaiah 32, verse 18. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. They shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. They shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. From today, no more trouble in your homes. You are also living here with health and physical rest. Somebody's health and physical rest. Free from sickness, free from pain, and free from affliction. I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord thy God. He led thee. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Also, you are living here with career and business rest. Career and business rest. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner. Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. But his delight is in the Lord God. And in the Lord of God, he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth, what happened? Lift up your right hand from today. Whatever you set your hands to do, it shall prosper. Whatever you set your hands to do, it shall prosper. This hand of yours will not be stagnated. It will not fail. Whatever these hands touch it, it shall flourish. Let the amen show it. And lastly, you are living here. Rest from battles and oppressions. Rest from battles and oppression. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12. 2 Chronicles 20, 15, verse 12. Rest from battles. Victory over enemies, affliction, and satanic harassment. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12. And they entered. Somebody say entered. Into what? To seek what? The God of what? With what? With what? Oh, dear heart. You can't put God first and God will not give you rest. You can't put him first. You mark it. The reason why you are going up and down is because your church coming is up and down. They go from strength to strength, everyone that appears in Zion. I have seen countless times that my body is always about to give up. But when I enter into the sanctuary, energy is to renew. That is scripture. So when I'm coming, I say, God, I am coming to service for my body to be service. I can't enter into his service and go back the same. They called and you came. Nobody cajoled you. Nobody pleaded with you. You came on your own accord. You are going back with his hand upon your life. All our first timers who have joined today, settle down. They entered into a covenant. Covenant means it's an agreement between two parties. They entered. God is ever faithful. It is we that we need to play our part. Now let's carry on from verse 13 of the same chapter. 2 Chronicles 12, 15, verse 13. Now, whosoever shall not seek the Lord God of Israel, we put it there, whether great, small, or man, and they swore unto the Lord with a loud voice, and shouting, and with trumpet and cornet. Now, let's all read verse 15 together. And all Judah rejoice at the oath, for they have sworn with all their heart, sought him with all their heart desire, and he was found of them, and the Lord gave. Who gave them rest roundabout? Now let's jump to verse 19 and let's see whether that is true. Let's jump to verse 19 now quickly. Verse 19 of the same chapter. Verse 19. Now let's go now. And there was for 30 years of what? 35 years no war. Moro ekabaya. The next 35 years you not see war. Another 35 years you not see war. There will be no trouble in your home again. When God gives rest, he has given rest. It is no man. When man gives you rest, he's limited. By the time you are moving to another nation, that rest will not locate you. But when God gives you rest, they move from one nation to another nation. And he declared, touch not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. So from one nation to one nation, you still carry that rest. So on this land, the rest of God will locate you. The rest of God will dignify you. As you enter into a covenant to serve God, you have entered into all-round rest. Declare to yourself, I've entered into all-round rest. But what qualifies us to enter into all-round rest? One, be born again. One, be born again. Two, be willing to learn the way to all-round rest, which we have talked about. Enter into a covenant. Be willing to learn the way to all-round rest. Enter into that covenant. Then stay in love as a lifestyle. Stay in love with God. Stay in love. For all things work together for good for those who love God. So whatever they are doing it to your lifting. Every of their orchestration will lead to your rising. Stay in love and settle down both with God and in the house of God. Settle down. Somebody say, I will settle down. We say that the word of God is a seed. If a farmer plants a seed and keep on taking it out, he has destroyed the life of that seed. If you plant yourself and you keep on going out and in, you have destroyed the seed in your life. But that seed will not locate you. Today, my God has finally come down for you. This rest, you will enjoy it for the rest of your life. It will not only affect you, it will affect your children. It will affect your family. Anybody that you are standing in for, they will encounter the same rest. I decree rest upon your career, rest upon your business, rest upon your marriage. Everything concerning you will enjoy rest. Somebody rise to your feet and begin to appreciate him now. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Thank him for giving you rest. Thank him for giving you rest. Thank him for giving you rest. Academic rest, marital rest, business rest. Somebody give him all the thanks. Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God is in a hurry to settle everyone. And he's in a hurry to make sure that our rest will rest upon us. But hear this. 2 Chronicles 15 verse 4. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. Isaiah 48 verse 22. There is no peace, says the Lord, unto the wicked. So there is no peace. So until you are connected to Christ, it will not work. Christ is a Prince of Peace. When Christ gains access into your heart, you have naturally registered yourself for peace. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, say, Jesus, I need that connectivity with you. I need that connectivity with you. I want you to be resident in my life, to give me peace and rest that you are talking about. You want to make this prayer, I want to help you, and I want to pray with you. Lift up your right hand so that I can see wherever you are. Lift it boldly, lift it boldly, lift up your right hand boldly. Nobody's looking at you. You need that peace. God is in a hurry. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please, I want to admonish you. If you have lifted your right hand, take a step of faith. Come to the altar now. I want to pray with you now. Your hands is lifted up. Please encourage them to come closer now. Encourage them. Anybody that lifted their right hand, encourage them to come to the altar now. Please take that step of faith now. Take that step of faith now. You need rest. Until you are connected to the Prince of Peace, you will never enjoy rest. Somebody celebrate Jesus as they take that bold step and come to the altar to enjoy the Prince of Peace. To enjoy the Prince of Peace. To enjoy the Prince of Peace. Give all thanks unto him. If you also want to join, you can take that step now. You can take that bold step now. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let me tell you, you have made one of the best choices in your life. From today, take my word, you will never know any form of unrest. He will gain access into your life and he will give you perfect rest. As you put his word to work, you will see God as never before. Now put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Help me, Jesus, from today, to live for you and for the rest of my life. Thank you for your grace that has reached me today in Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession. The blessings of today will answer for you and they will speak for you. You have taken this step. You have entered into your all-round rest. And the God of peace that gives peace will give you peace from now and forever in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. We have one of our pastors on my right. There's a booklet that he's going to give to you to help you build up your faith in God. So please follow our pastor over there and that book will be shared with you. Church, people who have enjoyed all-round rest, let's shout hallelujah.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662. Or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.